Well, according to USDA's Ag Census, 105 million visitors spent more than $85 billion in 2015 on agritourism in Florida. The number of Florida farms offering recreational experiences more than doubled from 2007 to 2012, and technical and financial assistance available from USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida has helped some of these farms achieve their goals. A good example of that is Coldwater Gardens, located in Santa Rosa County in the Northwest Florida Panhandle. Guests of their farm learned about agricultural conservation practices and longleaf pine forest restoration on 352 acres nestled between cotton and peanut fields and forest areas. The working farm showcases naturally grown produce, hydroponics and aquaponics, shiitake mushrooms cultivated on oak logs, free-range egg-laying chickens, and hives of European honeybees to pollinate crops and produce honey. Through sustainable farming practices, the small staff supports watershed stewardship and provides environmental education. Now, the property was a mix of clear-cut forest and dense, unmanaged woods. Roads, water, power, utilities, and hiking trails had to be built. Gardens were planted 5 years ago, and NRCS District Conservationist Trent Matthews from the Jay Field Office helped the farm develop a resource management system. NRCS helped build Coldwater's first high tunnel and start restoration efforts of the historic longleaf pine forest. In 2014, NRCS helped plant 20,000 longleaf pine trees. The staff gives tours to each of the public about the management of the ecosystem that once covered 90 million acres and is home to nearly 600 plant and animal species, including 29 that are threatened and endangered. According to Matthews, the folks at Coldwater Gardens have been a joy to work with. They are very progressive in their business thinking and have built a sustainable operation that complements nature in such a unique way. To learn more about what Coldwater Gardens has done and how NRCS can help with programs on your farm, simply contact your local USDA service center. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.